Hello and welcome. This file is called The Toilet Curse, and after listening to this file, you will find that whenever you're either home or in the home of your dominant or in any other place where you are able to keep the toilet clean so that it is safe for you, you will only be able to sit on the rim of the toilet itself, never on the seat of the toilet. You will give up that little bit of comfort for your dominant. It will become a strong symbol of your submission to your dominant and a point of pride for you, because you are saving the clean toilet seat for your dominant. You are giving up that little bit of comfort at your most private moment for your dominant, and every time you do it, you will be rewarded with submissive bliss and with pleasure, and you will become a little bit more submissive to your dominant, or you will use it as a training for a potential future dominant. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, getting ready to go into a deep and relaxing trance. Letting go, relax, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather, it might be made of steel, it might be a very simple design, or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, but it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper, deeper, as I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper into trance with every word I say, now it's time to change your behavior a little bit, because from now on you will learn to sit on the rim of the toilet itself instead of the toilet seat. Of course, I always want you to be safe, so for hygienic reasons this is only going to happen in your home or in the home of your dominant, or in any other place you might to designate as safe. And you will also know that it is your responsibility to always keep it clean enough so you are safe. That's right. So let me repeat this once more. This will only happen when you're in a safe space, somewhere where you can keep the toilet clean enough so that you are safe. That's right. And now, let's begin. That's right. From now on, when you're either in your home or the home of your dominant, you will find that you can only sit on the rim of the toilet itself, never on the seat of the toilet, because leaving the seat of the toilet fresh and clean and unused for your dominant will become a point of pride and a symbol of respect to your dominant. That's right. You are beneath your dominant. You are only using the rim of the toilet itself. The seat of the toilet is reserved for your dominant. And every time you do it, every time you are sitting on the rim of the toilet itself, every time you feel the cold, hard porcelain under you, every time you accept the discomfort of sitting on the toilet itself instead of the comfortable toilet seat, you will feel really submissive. You will feel the control your dominant has over you. That's right. You will feel really submissive, really controlled, and you also know that it is a beautiful gift to your dominant. You are leaving the comfortable toilet seat for your dominant. You pass on this comfort so your dominant has a clean and unused toilet seat. The ultimate comfort, the ultimate in cleanliness. That's right. It will become a point of pride for you. It will become a deep symbol of your submission to your dominant. And it doesn't even matter if you don't have a dominant right now, because if you don't have a dominant right now, you will practice it anyway. You will live it anyway, because you know you might have a dominant in your future, and then you can tell them how long you saved the toilet seat just for them. You will practice for them. You will practice for your potential future dominant. That's right. And every time you do it, every time you sit down on the rim of the toilet itself, every time you feel the hard, cold porcelain, every time you feel this little bit of discomfort, you will feel incredibly submissive. You will drop into a state of subspace. You will feel controlled. You will feel submissive. You know that you are a good submissive. And every time you do it, every time these sensations will grow stronger and stronger and ever stronger. And you will also feel pleasure doing it. You will feel proud of doing it. As I said, this behavior will become a point of pride for you, the ultimate symbol of respect to your dominant, to give up this little bit of comfort in your most private moment. And it's even more special because most likely your dominant will never observe it, and yet you always do it. It's a point of pride for you, submissive pride, to surrender that bit of comfort to your dominant, to give them the ultimate in cleanliness, to keep the toilet seat fresh for your dominant. That's right. And you know you will only do it in your home or the home of your dominant, or any other space where it's safe for you and where you can keep it clean. Because that is your job too, to keep it clean. And not only the rim of the toilet. Whenever you clean, you will also clean the seat for your dominant. Even though you know you are never allowed to use it, you gave this right up to your dominant. You surrendered this bit of comfort to your dominant. And it will make you feel incredibly submissive every time you do it. It will remind you of your place beneath your dominant. You willingly give up that little bit of comfort. That's right. And to make sure that you will always do it is actually incredibly easy. And I'm sure you had an experience where you were on the toilet, but you just couldn't go. Because that's going to happen to you from now on, whenever you are in one of those spaces where you are never allowed to sit on the toilet seat again, and yet you try to sit on the toilet seat, you will simply find that it's impossible to go. No matter what you try, no matter what you try to do, it will simply be impossible. You could sit there on the toilet seat all day without being able to go. You know that you have given up this right. You have given up this comfort to your dominant, or maybe even to your future dominant. It doesn't matter. It's impossible for you to use the toilet unless you are sitting on the rim of the toilet itself. That's right. And every time you do, every time you surrender this comfort to your dominant, every time you're sitting on the hard porcelain, every time you submit yourself to your dominant or even your future dominant in this way, you will feel incredibly submissive. You will feel incredibly controlled. You will feel pleasure. And the pleasure, the submissive joy, will addict you to do it, will condition you to do it, will drive you deeper and deeper into this curse. That's right. Every time you do it, you surrender a little bit more control to your dominant. You will become a little bit more submissive. This little ritual will become a little bit more powerful for you, more and more a point of pride for you, a wonderful symbol of your submission to give up that little bit of comfort in one of your most private moments. That's right. And even if your dominant will never see it, you know it. You will always do it. You will give in to it. You are giving up the right to use the toilet seat in these safe places. And you know you will always be safe. You will never do it in any toilet if there's any doubt about the cleanliness of the toilet. This is a curse that should empower you to become a better submissive, to surrender some comfort in this very intimate way to your dominant. And I want you to enjoy it, and I want you to be safe. So you will never do this if you are unsure about the cleanliness of the toilet. You will never do it when you're somewhere outside where you can't know how clean the toilet is. You know you will only do it at home, or at the home of your dominant, or in any other place where you can clean the toilet, where you can make sure the toilet is clean for you and for your dominant. And then you will surrender that little bit of comfort to your dominant. You will sit on the rim of the toilet itself. You will feel the cold, hard porcelain. And you will sink into deep subspace. Feel controlled. Feel submissive. Feel pleasure. And the pleasure and submissive bliss will condition you more and more to do it every time. It will become a powerful symbol of your submission, a point of pride that you give up that bit of comfort to your dominant, that you keep the seat of the toilet perfectly clean and unused for your dominant. The seat of your toilet is reserved only for your dominant. You are sitting on the rim of the toilet itself, and that is simply the way it is going to be for you from now on. There's nothing you can do about it. You have listened to this file, and the desire to surrender the privilege and the comfort of using the toilet seat to your dominant in the safety of your or their home is already growing deep inside of you. It's something so intimate. It's something most people would never even consider, and that's why it will become such a powerful symbol for you. It's something so normal, a right everyone has in any situation, and yet you are surrendering it for your dominant. You are giving it up to give more comfort and more cleanliness to your dominant, and that's why it will make you more and more submissive to your dominant every time you do it. That's right. You have been cursed by the toilet curse, and there's nothing you can do about it. This curse will grow inside your mind, grow stronger and stronger, taking more and more control over you, each and every day, a little bit more, a little bit deeper, a little bit more intense. And you might also find that you have a strong desire to come back to this file over and over and over again, allowing it to deeply program you so that this curse becomes even stronger in your mind, takes even more control over your life, becomes an integral part of your life and who you are. Because you know, you have already listened to this file and you are already cursed and there's nothing you can do about it. And yet, you can give in to it and get a lot of enjoyment and submissive bliss from it every time you use the toilet. Every time you sit on the rim of the toilet, it will make you feel so submissive, it will make you feel pleasure, it will make you feel good, it will make you feel controlled by your dominant, or it will train you for your potential future dominant. That's right. You have been cursed, and this curse is deep in your mind, and it will grow and grow and become stronger and stronger, and there's nothing you can do about it. And now it's time to get you back out of trance. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake and aware, and you will also find that all my suggestions sink deeper and deeper into your mind with every number I count. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back, feeling my suggestions becoming stronger. 2. Waking up more and more. 3. More and more alert. 4. More and more awake. 5. Halfway there, my suggestions etched into your mind. 6. Your muscles built up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing as you come completely back. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state of relaxation for just a moment longer as you stretch, as you get ready to open your eyes with the next number, feeling energy flooding your body, ready to awaken with 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, you can check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.